It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, May 21st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a flood warning in effect until 11:15 this evening for Blackhawk, Bremer, Butler, Franklin, and Grundy counties in north central Iowa. At 11:15 this morning, emergency management reported continued flooding in the warned area. Flooding is already occurring. Between 5 and 6 inches of rain have fallen. Additional showers and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, which may lead to renewed or additional flooding. National Weather Service in Des Moines with a flood warning also in effect until 6:45 this evening for Hancock, Kossuth, and Winnebago counties. National Weather Service in La Crosse with a flood watch until this evening for Mitchell, Howard, Winnesheek, Alamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, and Clayton counties in northeast Iowa. National Weather Service in Des Moines also with a flood watch in effect through this evening for Emmett, Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. There will also be a flood watch that will go into effect tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening for Blackhawk Creek at Hudson or from the Blackhawk Grundy County line to the Cedar River in Waterloo. At 9:45 this morning, the river stage was at 10 feet. Flood stage is 14 feet, which may be reached early tomorrow afternoon. Because of the weather, we have a number of area school districts that are dismissing classes early today. Charles City will dismiss at 1 p.m. with the high school and middle school and 1:10 p.m. for the elementary schools. Decorah dismissing 2 hours early. Howard Winnesheek out at 1 o'clock, no evening activities. New Hampton dismissing 2 hours early. Riceville dismissing at 1:30 this afternoon, no evening activities. South Winnesheek out 2 hours early, no evening activities. Turkey Valley dismissing 2 hours early with all activities canceled. You can see the complete list of weather-related announcements on our station website. Authorities in northeast Iowa have been unable to locate a man who went missing over the weekend while kayaking. The Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office received a report early Sunday afternoon of a missing 39-year-old male who was alone when he launched his kayak onto the Upper Iowa River around 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Missing is Justin Limkeman, whose last known location was on the river near the Freeport area east of Decorah around 6 p.m. Saturday evening. A capsized kayak and several items belonging to Limkeman were located in the middle of the river just below the upper dam. The Decorah Fire Department and WCSO conducted an extensive search of the river from Freeport to the lower dam, utilizing a jet boat, sonar, and drone technology. According to a Facebook post by Limkeman's sister, Sarah Klagus, the search also employed an underwater robot from an Illinois company. However, that unit had to leave this morning for another call and is not likely to return. She also noted that the area below the dam is very, very rough and full of debris, including rebar, large chunks of woods and trees, making it unsafe for divers to enter the water. It's also too dangerous for excavation equipment. Klagus says it's believed that her brother may have fallen asleep in the kayak before it likely went over the dam. If anyone has information regarding the situation, contact the Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office. Over 11 years after the alleged killing of a North Iowa man, trial is underway for the former Charles City resident accused of murdering the victim. 51-year-old Randy Patry is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 70-year-old Kenneth Gallmeyer of Nashua on or about September 25, 2012. An investigation by the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, Charles City Police, and Iowa DCI led to a search of Patry's Charles City home in July of 2013, with several items owned by Gallmeyer allegedly found inside the residence, including the gun believed used to kill him. However, before officials could proceed with their case, Patry was sentenced in 2014 to life in federal prison on felony firearms charges and for being a career criminal. But in 2018, he was resentenced to 20 years in federal prison and prosecution efforts resumed in Chickasaw County. Patry has pleaded not guilty and his trial began yesterday in Chickasaw County District Court in New Hampton and continues today. Among the day one activity was the submission by Assistant Attorney General Frank Severino of a list of exhibits to be used at trial in the state's attempt to prosecute Patry while reserving the right to offer additional exhibits. That list includes a 410-gauge shotgun, photos of the crime scene, and autopsy photos. Patry has been held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union since being returned to northeast Iowa for prosecution in January 2022. Last August, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors heard from NextEra and Invenergy on projects to build about 150 wind turbines combined in areas from Rudd and Floyd south towards Marble Rock and Rockford. Several landowners then asked supervisors to put a moratorium on the development of any new wind turbine projects until the county's ordinance regulating their construction can be updated. The board obliged and placed a moratorium on any utility-scale wind energy systems and battery storage development effective until May 20th, which was yesterday. But there was also a provision that allowed for an extension to July 1st. During their regular meeting yesterday, supervisors approved that extension, with Board Chair Mark Kuhn also weighing their options once that deadline passes.
But if nothing happens, happened by July 1st, I assume that we haven't done anything, you know, then we'll be, what would you like to do? Would you like to continue with the moratorium for a longer period of time? Or you could start some negotiations with the company. I don't perceive that as likely.
Kuhn noted that the Planning and Zoning Commission, charged with drafting a new ordinance, is slated to meet next Wednesday, May 29th, to get their first look at regulation recommendations from John Robbins with North Iowa Area Council of Governments, contracted to assist the county with the process. Until P&Z has the chance themselves to review and or revise any suggestions from NIACOG, the consensus of supervisors was to take a wait-and-see approach on any possible extension of the moratorium. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.